as we lift our voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you're about to listen to a message by Pastor Prince Laye. Pastor Prince Laye is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Spirit of Caleb. It has to do with how we can rise up from obscurity into prominence. How we can rise up from nobodies into somebody. How we can rise up from non-entities into people that are relevant. I declare upon 23 people who are under the sound of my head that your days of nobody is over from today. I said your days of nobody is over for today. In the next 3 months you become relevant to your society. You will become relevant to your family. You become an important person to your people.
Sir,
I am the one you are prophesying
to.
Clap your 2 hands if you believe that. So we are looking at how to rise up from non-entities into places of relevance. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 28:13. The Bible tells us that, and the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. That is the place of every child of God. The place of a child of God is not to be low. The Bible says that the Lord your God,
Bible see where Radu Nyanko
Pong, making the head.
Obema waye itire.
That means that God is the maker of leaders.
And it says Nyanko Pong no ye akendifu.
God is the maker of success.
Nyanko Pong no ma omu omu di ye.
Successful people.
Nyanko Pong omu di ye.
My prayer for
me. Mpai bo ema nyanko Pong si sin ewa ha anapeng.
That's what God makes. May He make you the same. I said, what God is able to make, may you be the head and not the tail. May you be the head and not the tail. May you be above and not below.
The louder
your amen, the better for your
nation.
The louder your amen, the better for your nation. Where people knew you to be,
and
what level people used to look for you
at.
The next time they visit that level, your name would have been deleted from that place. And that your name would have been deleted from that place. Because the Bible says that for the Lord thy God shall make thee the head and not the tail. You will only move upwards and not down. Where will your direction move towards? Where will your direction go? So if you are going, you are only going. If you are doing business, your business will go. If you are educating yourself, you will go. You don't belong to those who go downwards. They are not part of those who must go downwards.
Come on,
here. Let me try this table. Say, I am not part of those who must go downwards. The top belongs to me. Success belongs to me. I can never end up as a failure. I may be nobody today, but I'll be somebody tomorrow. He said that, and you will only move upwards and never downwards.
Say never.
I may be down today, but I may say
I am moving upward.
He said, if you listen to the Lord, your God. That is why we are here this morning to listen to the Lord. Our God. Clap your hands for the reading of the word. Amen. So we were looking at the story of Caleb and the other spies. All 12 of them spied the land. But only Caleb and Joshua who had a certain
kind of Caleb ni Joshua spirit.
They had a different response than the majority. Listen to me, in Christ, it is not about majority
character.
We do that in the realm of politics. We do that in democracy.
But what
the governing system or the governance system in Christ or in Christianity is not
democracy.
That is why you didn't vote for who your pastor
is.
It is called theocracy. Say theocracy. Say theocracy. Theocracy means God who is ruling over the people.
And
so it is not about the majority. It is about what God is saying. This morning as a prophet of Elohim, I am here to tell you what God is saying. I don't care whether your family members say you are useless. I'm standing before God, whom I am. Even if I am the only person telling you you are going to
be a man,
if your entire family says it will not be well, we are not practicing democracy.
And democracy,
I said we are not practicing democracy. I see you going to the top. You will be useful from today. You will be relevant from today. You will be a nobody from today. If you are the one, your amen will show. After your amen will show.
Clap
your two hands together for
Jesus.
Get back your feet. So the majority said we cannot take the land. The majority said we cannot take
Canaan.
But the Bible says that Caleb, Numbers 14:24.
Yes, the Bible says Caleb.
The Bible says, but my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him and has followed me fully, I will bring him into the land where he went to scout.
Next, the Bible says, "Makua Caleb." And them say, "Wedi match." You know, kita hong hong papa entino. But they never call us as na okoshe eno.
And his descendants are eat of it.
Na na sifo ebe didi ewaso.
And we explained to us last week that a lot of people have been robbed of their blessings and prophecies because they possess a wrong spirit.
Now, you can say,
over here, God is saying that my servant Caleb is going to inherit his blessing because he has a different spirit. And the rest of the scouts or
the
will become nobodies, even though God himself told them he's taking them to Canaan. They will not be able to get there. And the only reason is because they don't have the spirit that
Caleb
has. Listen to me this morning. Everything you see on this ground level is on the ground because of a reason. Tap the one by say, now listen to what Pastor is going to say. I said, everything you see on the ground, including you and I, we are on the ground for a reason. The reason why we are not suspended, the reason why we are not rising up. You see that all the traffic situation is down here. You see that all the battles and the struggle is down here. But when you move upwards, you see that there is no traffic there. Have you ever seen an aeroplane traffic before? Have you ever seen bears who are in a queue traffic before? There is nothing like traffic upwards. That's what the Bible says. You don't belong here. You don't belong here. Jesus, where there is toil, you don't belong here. You belong to the place where you will be undefeatable. You belong to the place where you cannot be challenged. But do you see that almost every solid thing is on this earth. It's on the ground level. Why can't they rise up? Why are there a lot of ordinary people in life? It doesn't require anything. You don't need to do anything to be an ordinary person. But for you to become extraordinary, it will require something. To be a nobody doesn't require any effort. But to be a somebody requires. What it takes to be an extraordinary is the word extra. What it takes to be supernatural is the word super. There is something to do to rise up from being ordinary. That's
what I mean.
But there is nothing to do if you want to be ordinary. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, every other substance is on this ground. This thing, if I try to lift it up, it will come back. It's on the ground level. The reason is because there is a force. Everybody say gravity.
Gravity.
There's a force called gravity that makes sure when you jump, you come down.
It makes sure
when anything tries to go up, it comes down. And that is what is happening to a lot of
destinies.
There are spiritual force of gravity that are keeping people at ordinary level. Making sure that in your family nobody becomes supernatural or becomes extraordinary. It has made everybody in your family the same way. But I come in the name of the Lord Jesus that let that force be broken from your life. Let that force be broken from your life. Let that power give up on your destiny. But why is it that the aeroplane rises up? For the aeroplane to rise up and go higher in life, it requires certain things. The first thing is that it needs to overcome the force that is keeping it down. And the force that is keeping it down is the force of gravity. And it also has to overcome a force called the force of drag. There's a force that keeps it at one place. It is the force that stops you when you are moving this way. It is a force that holds the thing down. For the aeroplane to be able to overcome and speed, it must go against another force that is keeping it at a stationary level. And that force is called the force of drag. It is the force that holds the aeroplane from moving forward. Every destiny here suffers from the force of gravity and the force of drag. What I'm saying is that for the aeroplane to land, he needs to overcome the force of drag. The force that pulls it back. I prophesy over 23 years. Every spiritual force of drag and force of gravity that keeps you at the same level for so many years now, I command they are living your life alone. They are living your life alone. For 5 years, they've kept you at the airport. They've kept you at the ground level. They've kept you at one place. They said they will not let you move forward. They will not make you rise up. But today, receive the ability to overcome them. So, the aeroplane needs a force, a counter force, which we call the force of lift. Say the force of lift. The force of lift is what overcomes the force of gravity. So when the force of gravity is keeping the aeroplane, needs to bear energy.
The aeroplane
produces the force of lift for the aeroplane to be able to bear that satanic force of gravity. I declare that what I'm giving you throughout this month, it's going to be your force of lift. It is going to be your force of lift. For today you have the ability to rise up beyond the level of your family. Shout your loudest
amen.
The force of lift. The force of lift. And it needs the force that will make it break the force of drag. That's the force of trust. There's a force called the force of trust. It is a force that breaks to through the force of drag. The wind is blowing against the
aeroplane.
The force is keeping it at one
place.
But for the aeroplane to move from where it is,
forward,
he needs the force of thrust to overcome the force of drag. So that as it runs up,
it
becomes lighter enough to have lift. And that is what I came to do this week. That is, I'm not going to talk about common things. I am going to give you the power to trust. Whenever we say you are trusted, it means there is an opposing force. Nobody, no element or no matter can be able to move unless it has overcome its opposing force.
I just said, "Timi, Didier, Edine, Sono."
You understand what I'm saying?
What did the American?
Listen to me. A lot of people have become ordinary in your family. A lot of people have become non-entities because of
them.
A lot of great minds and great destinies have
been
wasted. A lot of beautiful ladies have been wasted. A lot of intelligent guys have been wasted. Because they were stopped by the force of gravity. And
but this
morning, the power of the is coming upon every
person.
And we are receiving the force of drag. And we are receiving the force of lift. And whatever stops our father cannot stop us anymore. Whatever stops our mother cannot stop us anymore. Whatever stops our family members cannot stop us anymore. The louder your amen, the better for you. Tell someone that I'm going to the top. Tell someone, announce to someone, I'm going to the top. This place is not my level. I'm going to the top. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 A lot of people have been robbed of their blessings and their prophecies because they fail to possess the right spirit. And we are saying for us to rise up. We need to do what the aeroplane does. And so we are going to get into a very serious session. And this session, I want you to pay rapt attention. You may not like what I'm going to say, but that is your trust. You may not like what I'm going to say, but that is your lift. And if you allow that spirit to enter into your spirit, it will energize your engine to begin to move forward. And to begin to rise up. Clap your hands and say, I'm waiting. Oh, say, I'm waiting. So the Bible says that Caleb has a different spirit. What is the spirit of
Caleb?
What is the attitude of Caleb? And we have told you that it is the spirit in you that determines the attitude. So what is the spirit of Caleb? What is the attitude of Caleb? That got him the prophecy. Listen, let me give you a few advice. Don't die a dreamer. There is nothing wrong with dreaming. There is nothing wrong in having aspirations. There is nothing wrong in being ambitious. There is nothing wrong if you want to be the CEO. If you want to have a beautiful marriage, there is nothing wrong. There is nothing wrong if you want to have a mega church. The Bible says that we should be the head. So there is nothing wrong. But don't die a dreamer. I said, don't die a dreamer. Tell someone, don't just die a dreamer. Don't have all the dreams and you die a nobody. Don't have all the plans and you die without fulfilling your plans. Don't go to the grave with all your plans. Don't go to the grave with all your desires. Don't go to the grave with all your dreams. Don't die with your dreams. May God give you the power to fulfill your dreams.
May
God give you the power to fulfill your dreams. May God give you the ability to fulfill your dreams. The longer your amen, the better for that. So for us not to just be dreamers and die, and we just say, I'll become a nurse. The spirit of Caleb or the attitude of
Caleb
is the spirit of faithfulness. The spirit of faithfulness. Everybody say faithfulness. I didn't hear that. Say faithfulness. Shout it loud. Say faithfulness. Say faithfulness. Numbers chapter 14 verse 24. One more time. Let's read it. It said, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and has fully followed me. So if you want to understand, the spirit of Caleb,
Caleb
is the spirit that fully follows. The spirit of Caleb,
Caleb
is the spirit that fully follows. What you follow determines what you become. What you follow determines what you are made. Jesus said, follow me and I will make you. That means the secret of making is in following. So Jesus said, follow me.
Yes, see,
I will make you. I can never help your life to become relevant if you don't follow. I may tell you that God is going to do this powerful thing.
But
if you just live without following, you become the process to become what God wants you to be is the process called following. Amen. Are you following? That is why for you to be a medical doctor, you have to follow doctors.
So baby, medical doctor, and we say with the doctors.
Not to fully follow medical doctor, then they are teaching you.
Medical doctors.
Then they will take you hospital.
No, they won't go hospital.
Then you move from what one? Then they are checking. Then they are telling you this one is good. What you are doing is called following.
UDHW.
For you to be a carpenter, you need to follow the
carpenter. And we say UDHW.
Once your senior is hitting,
you
are working. If you fail to follow,
I hear what I'm saying.
A lot of you want to become certain things who are not ready to follow.
Yes, you're ready to be DHW.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, this expression over there connotes faithfulness.
You
cannot follow without being faithful. To follow is to be faithful. You cannot follow without being faithful. You cannot say, I want to be your apprentice. Today you are a job. Tomorrow you don't go to work. 3 days you are. Tomorrow you don't go. You become a very bad master. You can become nothing. Even if you become a master, it won't be a good one. Because you cannot follow without the spirit of faithfulness. So the Bible is telling us why Caleb will inherit Canaan.
And it's Caleb.
The Bible is telling us why Caleb will come into the promise of God. The Bible is telling us why Caleb will not die a dreamer, but will see all his dreams. It's because he followed me fully. It's because he followed me not partially, fully. In other words, 100%. Faithfulness. What is faithfulness? Faithfulness is to be truthfully committed to a cause. To be sincerely committed to someone or to a particular
thing.
So you want to be a pastor, you have to be faithfully committed to following what it takes to be a pastor. Faithfully committed to something. It is the spirit of truthfulness.
So
faithfulness has to do with truthfulness.
And
commitment. Faithfulness is a cardinal requirement for every great destiny. It is very important. It's a cardinal requirement to become nobody in life if you don't learn faithfulness. If you are unfaithful, I can look at the way you behave now, with the job you are doing and with the school you are attending, and when I look at the way you are taking it, I will know whether you become somebody. I don't need to be a prophet. I can predict accurately how you become, how you are treating your work, or how you are treating your
school.
I can tell you the faithfulness. Look in the face of someone and tell the person, you must be faithful. If you want to go to the top, the level of blessing you attract and the level of manifestation you see in life is connected to the level of faithfulness.
Because
the degree of faithfulness is what determines how high you
are.
If you are not faithful, you become nothing.
1
Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. It is required of stewards, servants, that a man should be faithful. If you be a servant, if you will follow, if you will learn something, if you will be an
apprentice,
if you will be a good student, if you can follow, then you must be faithful. It is required that anybody who says, anybody who says steward, should of a necessity be a faithful person. What are the levels of faithfulness? Levels of faithfulness. I'm saying now, you may not really get me. I'm coming to your level, don't worry. Levels of faithfulness. Number one level of faithfulness is our faithfulness to God. Our faithfulness to God. Our faithfulness to God. Numbers chapter 14 verse 24 tells us that for my servant Caleb has a different spirit. For he followed me fully. Followed God fully. And you want to be a great Christian. You want to rise up to the top and become something. And still a Christian.
Now we see your Christian.
Not those who have gone to sell their
soul to
the devil. Not those who are using black power. For them, they can become great on earth. They can become great on earth. But it is an exchange for their soul. They
have
no place in heaven. But as a child of God, if you want to rise in
prominence,
you want to become relevant, then you must be faithful first and foremost to God.
Lift up
your right and say, my faithfulness to God
is
a necessity to rising to the top, to becoming the head. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. So he said, therefore, I will bring him into his blessings. May the Lord bring you into your blessings. May the Lord bring you to leadership. When we are saying leader, we mean anything you do in life. Even if you are maybe you just sell tomatoes.
If
God make you a West African international supplier of tomatoes, that's what I'm talking about. Not just one corner business. I'm talking about being a prominent and a relevant person in your society. No matter what you do, clap your two hands together for Jesus. So for you to become prominent
and
come into greatness, you need to be faithful to God. The spirit of
Caleb
is the spirit of faithfulness. And his faithfulness was to God. He stood with God. How faithful are you with God? How faithful are you towards God? Are you sure you are faithful to God? Are you following God's way? Are you following the things of God's
way?
You are believing that God will make you great. You are believing that God will help you. You are believing that God will make a way for you. But how faithful are you? How faithful are you to God? Are you faithful to God? Are you following Him 100%? Or are you following with some part of your heart? Jesus said, "For thou shalt love the Lord thy God." With all thy heart, not with the section of your heart, with all your heart, with your entire life, everything about you, to follow God faithfully. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. Genesis chapter 39. Let's look at an example of Joseph. Genesis 39 verse 9. Joseph, who had a dream like you and I.
Joseph,
who saw that his brothers were bowing to
him. Joseph,
who knew that he was supposed to be a leader. The Bible said that he was tempted in several things. But he was faithful to God. So when he was tempted by the devil, he didn't give in. When you are tempted by the devil and you betray God, it's a sign that you are not faithful to God. When you are tempted in your room, you are tempted at your workplace, you are tempted in your school, you are tempted on the roadside, you are tempted anywhere you find yourself with anything at all, you are tempted to betray God, to do what the Christian must not do. And you do it. It's a sign of unfaithfulness. The reason why the devil tempts us is to prove to God that we don't qualify for the blessing. The reason why the devil tempts us is to prove to God that we don't deserve the promised land. We don't deserve Canaan. We must not become anything great. So he wants God to see. That's why he went to God and said, look at Job. He is only faithful. He is only following you because of the blessings I've given him. Give him to me. Let him tempt him. So that what will happen? So that I'll prove to you that he doesn't really love you. The reason why that temptation keeps coming, the reason why that particular issue keeps coming to you, is because you are very close to your blessing. You are very close to your blessing. You are very close to your promotion. You are very close to God lifting you up. But the devil needs something to to disqualify you. That is why he will bring you that point. That's why he will bring that money. I told you last week that if the devil dashes you 5,000 cities, it is because he has seen that next week you are
qualified.
The devil doesn't give a free lunch. If he gives you anything for free, it means there was a greater one.
And not just that, because
but he cheated you.
Yes,
he cheated you. It's like someone who God has prepared a greater job. And maybe he's in a small job. And then he gets a chance to steal some of the things. And his friends are saying, Charlie, let's take it and go and sell. Charlie, let's take it and go and give it out. And then the devil wants to tell God that this guy doesn't deserve that container. He doesn't deserve that promotion. He doesn't deserve to be a manager. Okay, let's see. Then there is birth in heaven. And they'll make sure everybody goes. You are the only person who gets that thing. You are the only person who meets the thing. Whether you take it or not, the whole angels are watching. They are watching. I say, please don't do it. Please don't do it. Don't do it. We believe you. Don't take it. Don't touch it. Don't go there. We believe you. And then the opposition. There is a birth in heaven. And they are watching what you will do. But you are a blind person. You are only looking to the natural. You turn to your right. Nobody. You turn to your left. Nobody. But you forgot to look upwards. There are people there. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1. It said, because we have been surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. People are witnessing. Whether you are faithful or you are not. It is time for church. People are witnessing in heaven. Whether you go to church or not. Or you will stretch. Or you want serious. It is time for evangelism. The Holy Spirit reminds you. That the devil brings one movie. And then they are all watching. Will he go for the evangelism? Will he sit with
Adwa?
Or a friend will come and visit you? That will stop you from doing what
you want to do.
Listen to me. Every temptation
in such a
that comes your way, no matter how beautiful it looks like, how sweet it will taste, no matter how fantabulous it will feel, any temptation that comes your way, it has one objective. The objective is to disqualify you before God. God is watching your faithfulness. Tell
someone,
God is watching your
faithfulness.
Pastor Prince do not be there, but God is watching your
faithfulness.
God is watching your faithfulness. God is watching whether you deserve that marriage. Whether you deserve that traveling job. There's going to be a scholarship in the school. And you need that scholarship.
Which is scholarship.
Ideally for you. You were supposed to have it.
I wouldn't care what someone second.
But before the scholarship comes, the temptation must first come.
Before
the promotion comes, the temptation must first come. There is one rich man thinking about you. He wants to help you. There's one person who is just thinking, how can I even help this lady? How can I help this gentleman? You don't know about it. God knows about it. The devil knows about it. And the devil is arguing with God. He doesn't deserve that favor. He doesn't deserve that favor. Let me prove to you, God. He will bring you one sugar daddy.
Or the sugar daddy be ebeba.
He will bring you one sugar mommy.
Or the sugar mommy be ebeba.
But pastor, how will I pay my school fees?
Pastor, better than me pay my school fees.
He says he will pay my school fees.
I still be pay my school fees.
Because you didn't know there's a better scholarship there.
Scholarship, Papa be ever.
You didn't know there's a traveling door. You are only looking at the physical.
They
will pass every test of faithfulness.
Amen.
I say you are rising to the top. Receive the spirit of Caleb. Receive the spirit of faithfulness. That is why the Bible says that my servant Caleb has followed me faithfully. Because of that, he will enter into the land. Oh, how I pray we understand what I'm
saying.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
What did the American
do you understand my drift this what? Morning? A lot of people have become nobodies. Because as and when they are tempted, they lose focus that this temptation is for their demotion.
In such a way, you say,
that is why after you do that thing, your business starts
collapsing.
After you did that thing, everything about the Holy Spirit just stepped away. You don't hear from him again. You don't see him again. You don't feel him again. All the tenders have stopped. Things used to be good. You just forgot it. It is that sister who came to your life.
No, Baba,
it is that brother who came to your life.
No, Baba,
it is that thing you took.
It
is that thing that is not yours that you stole. It is that lie that you told. Anytime you are tempted, remember that you are close to a promotion. Let me prove it to you. Go to Genesis 39, where I said we should go. Genesis 39. Are you going to be faithful from today?
Yes.
Oh, are you going to be faithful from today?
No kwa friend.
Genesis 39, verse 9. Listen, let us all read. See, this is a boy. He has suffered. He was just left with 2 years. He had a dream when he was around 13 years.
Which is under your brand over 13 years.
And since then, he became a prisoner. He went through the pit, slave, and all that. And he was left with 2 years. He was 20. 28 years. He became a prime minister when he was 30.
Prime minister, 30 years.
So after this time, he was 28 years.
See, I know 28 years.
Just about your age.
She said, "Well, age, pepe."
Let me tell you, a lot of you. Let me tell you, real prosperity mostly, if you will really prosper, it's in your 20s.
So, baby, ye pie, well, 20s.
So, in your 20s, the decisions you make, from your 20s, by the time you are 30, 40, you will be harvesting what you planted when you were 20 years. That's the truth.
And then,
if you like, don't study and fool about. When you are 30 years, you will start remedials. You will start doing a job that is not your level, because in your 20s you didn't learn.
You say, well, 20s,
in your 20s you didn't write the papers well. In your 20s you were sleeping about.
Well,
by the time you are 30, your HIV is now showing. So your 20s are very strategic. And this guy, God tested his faithfulness, took him to Potiphar's house. He didn't steal.
Where
made
are
him a slave. He was a rowdy person. He was still a good guy. He was faithful to God.
Two years
to become the prime minister. By the whole world. 2 years.
2 years.
What if he has missed that 2 years?
Think our shrees are 2 years near.
As you are here, you don't know when your breakthrough. Some of you, your breakthrough is so close to you.
Yeshua no abey.
Just that you don't know, like Joseph didn't know. He was just being faithful.
Now Odino quarry keke.
You don't know. And you keep sinning against God. Look at it. After he passed all the tests of
instruction,
one of the greatest tests came.
Instruction mu kesiye pa ebai.
And that's what a lot of us, the devil disqualifies us. Look at it. We are all reading one go. There is none greater in this house than I. This is Joseph speaking.
Where is Joseph?
There is none greater. That means that he was now getting closer to greatness.
And not just a new abeyan kesiye.
Like the way some of you, money has started coming to your hands.
Said you move his cash as your buyer.
Some of you, you've started doing well in your business. Certain things have started working. Some of you have started seeing some level of anointing. You started seeing some level of power. Some of you started hearing some good things. Some of you, the guy has gone to do koko. You are happy. You are close. You are not yet there. He says, my master has given everything to me. Neither has he kept back anything for me but you. You, his wife. You are not part of what was given to me.
I cannot touch you.
You are not my wife.
I'm
not married to you yet.
Me worry wo.
So I can't touch you. If you want to go to the top, check whether you have this level of faithfulness. God is not there. He was in Egypt. God was not physically there. Jacob, his father, was in there. His brothers were in there. He was the only stranger among them. Nobody knew that he belonged to a God who have written flee from sexual sin. When you go to school, you go to a different area, you move to a different place, then nobody knows you are Christian. Then you become a hip hop. Then you start dressing anyhow. Girl over there. Because nobody knows you. Forgotten that you have deceived everybody, but there is an open.
They are
watching you. They are watching your faithfulness. No human being will know you, but they know you. So nobody knew him there, but he still kept the word of the Lord. How then? He said, things for me except you, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against whom?
God.
Oh, come on, talk to me. I told you I'm going to talk about hard things today. So don't worry. Listen to me. I'm giving you the lift and the thrust. What is making people nobody? Amen.
Amen.
Say faithfulness.
Say
faithfulness. He says, how can I sin against God? But Joseph, when you turn to left, you don't see God. You are not in Canaan. You are in Egypt. Immorality is just a normal thing. Like the way you have gotten to a new level where you are, like campus, there's no boys' dormitory, no girls' dormitory. So you can sleep in a boys' room and you have started having a sex spree. Now you have freedom at last.
Freedom.
You are doing what you want. But he says, I cannot sin against God. That is why Joseph became a great man.
And it's not because Jacob loved him.
It is because he had faithfulness. He says, I can't sin against God. When there is nobody there, what will you do? When there is nobody to see you, what will you do? When there is nobody watching, what will you do? That is what shows whether you are faithful or
unfaithful.
And that
will
show whether you will become that dream you are seeking. And
not for us,
I'm sorry to say, will end nobody. It is not because anybody is placing a curse on you. It is because you lack the discipline. You lack faithfulness. You can't control yourself. You are not faithful to God. Some of you people didn't come to wake you up. You wouldn't have come to church. Last week, every chair here was full. People
last week,
here you see the weather. Some didn't come to church. They are not faithful to God. They are not faithful. Some of you are here because we came to force you.
You are not faithful to God.
And you also pray that God make you
great.
Which God should make you great? Which God? You want him to give you his money. You want him to give you his blessing. For you to handle it on earth. You must be faithful. Tap someone by your side and say, refrain from being faithful to God. Clap your two hands together for you. That's faithfulness to God. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
1 Kings chapter 2 verse 3. Look at what God told David. When God was promising David an everlasting kingdom.
1 Kings 2 verse 3.
That, and give the charge of the Lord your God to walk in his ways and to keep his statutes, his commandments, his judgments and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do. And whatever you tend to. Say, if you will keep the things that I, the Lord, am telling you. For you to be great, you
must be
faithful. Do what the Bible says you should.
Be
like Joseph. Be like Daniel. Daniel in Babylon. He said, I will not eat this food everybody is eating here. Everybody is taking a boyfriend, I will not. Everybody is taking a girlfriend, I will not. Everybody is messing up, I will not. Everybody is stealing from the shop, I will not. Everybody is doing it, I will not.
Daniel.
No wonder Daniel became the prime leader. He was a slave who became the commander. All over the whole province. Clap your hands for the Lord. Say faithfulness. Therefore, that the Lord may fulfill his word which he spoke concerning me. See, David is telling Solomon,
David catch Solomon.
Be faithful to God.
Say Dino Kari me radi.
That God will fulfill the word He told me.
In some na wakache mi ni nina. Obe mana be. Afa uhone bebe.
Also speak to you as my spiritual sons and daughters.
Misi me kasacha ose mi mama ane mi mama ema.
Don't blame your church.
Me blame me church.
If you are not seeing anything in your life.
Tewu uhu she ewa bravo ma.
You will keep changing church.
Obe koso asisa uhu one story sa.
Prayer camp.
Obe prayer camp. Be ko prayer camp.
You may not have a solution.
Ebi a uhu nyashi.
Do you know why?
Unim dentia.
When your blessing is coming,
for
every promotion,
there's
a promotional exam.
That's the
temptation that came your way.
And instruction when
you fail,
the angel
will pass.
And the above for no ebechem.
And you think the prophecy was
false? You said na.
You think the prayers were not answered?
Oh, you say, "Mpai boni yeni ano."
But it's not because the prophecy.
Nenso, and you say, "Eyem kom shene na enye papa."
It's not because the prayers were not answered.
And you say, "Mpai boni na enye ano amba."
It is because it met you in sin.
Eshiawo ewo boni mu.
You failed your exam.
Went me and passing on social.
Failed the test of faithfulness.
Oh, failing on social.
And once you fail in that test,
na se oh failing was answered ni mu.
You are disqualified from the blessing.
May
the Lord help us. I said, may the Lord help us. I said, may the Lord help us.
He said,
Solomon.
Or say Solomon.
Do so that the Lord would do what He has promised.
Said,
if your sons will listen to me.
Said,
walk in truth.
No more answer on the quarry, dear man.
With all their
quarry,
with all their soul.
Any of Mukra.
He said,
or say,
you will not lack a king.
Here be biada
on the truth.
Ewa hini
yenu. If there will be faithful.
Somebody no quarry.
If there will be faithful.
Somebody no quarry.
The rescue will be faithful.
The rescue be di no quarry.
The members will be faithful.
The members no be di no quarry.
God will bless them better.
Eradi be shrye sa.
God will bless them better.
Eradi be shrye omusa.
I'm telling you, I'm not the false prophet. I'm telling you the truth.
Me kan no kwena
chere. Every prayer we have prayed here.
Mpaibo bi ayabo wa hanu.
God is answering them. But God needs your faithfulness. Tell someone God needs your faithfulness. Tell someone God is watching your faithfulness. Tell someone God is watching your faithfulness.
Number two
level of faithfulness is the faithfulness to leadership. Faithfulness to man. Leadership to bracket man, a human being. Some of you, you say, oh, I'm faithful to God.
Oh, me do no quarry, I'm
but you are not faithful to your
faithful man. Do no quarry, I'm
faithfulness
to leadership. Some
of you want to be great.
Oh, but say we can see
in that thing you are doing. There are leaders there. There are people who are your seniors. If you are
a
student, you are seniors.
Say we
are
school, you are one penny for. Oh, teacher,
you are faithful to them.
I was saying, "Odin, Okware, Emma,
if you are a worker,
so we are Ojima Yenia.
Pray that God will lift you up in that place.
Papa, I said, "Radibe, Emma, Osu, Ose, Ojima,
Yenia." And will open you up.
No, be a pro, Emma,
Osu.
Now, Emma, Osu.
Give you your own song.
Emma, Wankasa, Ojima.
But you are not faithful to your leader.
Yes, Odin, Okware, Emma, Openi, No, Ohono.
You are insulting your leader.
Who is here, Openi, No, Ohono?
You are stealing from your leader.
Who is here, Efu, Openi, Ninche?
You are cheating from your leader.
Who is still Openi,
You are gossiping about your leader.
Who is still leader no
you are not faithful to the leader.
You are not faithful to
another man. You are not faithful to another man. The spirit of
Caleb
is the spirit of
faithfulness.
Not just to God.
But
also to man. Look at Caleb in Numbers 13 verse 30. The Bible says, and Caleb silenced the people before Moses.
Now, Bible is Caleb. Ma, Omo akani mina ka Omo anu tumi Omo
sini. Stand here. Let Dickin stand here. See, Dickin is an elderly man.
Dickin, eh, penny.
Maybe Dickin is talking to the whole church.
Say, okasa acha sorry ni nina.
And some people are talking by her.
Men kofu bebe ekra diomope.
Some people are talking by her.
Ebi mu kasa se diomope.
Then Ekwon get up.
Na Ekwon asori.
Young guy, I will stand in front of you and talk for him.
Ne wakasa amano.
Will come and just stand there like that.
No, be just say yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am.
You cannot talk to the leader like that.
You cannot
rise up against our father.
Sorry, Ntia.
You cannot do. You see, he facing the people for his boss.
Well,
you
know what I'm on the penny, you know.
He's defending his boss.
Well, you know the penny, you know,
the Bible says that, and Caleb.
Bible says that Caleb
quieted the people, silenced the people.
Oh, mama, you know,
you will talk too much. Keep quiet. He quieted the people in the presence of Moses. In other words, that faithfulness to Moses. I will not let them talk about my boss.
I will
not let them insult my boss. If you want to go to the top, you must respect people at the top. If you want to become something, you must respect people who have what you want to become. If you cannot protect the leaders, you must qualify to be the leader. If anytime you see someone driving Range Rover, because you don't know how to respect what you like. You see someone Ochema Sakawa. Or a young lady Ochema because you don't respect what others are having. What they have, when they give it to you are happy, you say, God bless you. You are happy, but you are criticizing. Whatever you criticize, you cannot become it. Are you listening to me? Obi in your first or class. Now we can copy it. Want you be that. Oh, do you want to go to the top?
Yes.
You must be faithful to human beings. Be faithful to those who are there already. Be faithful to those who are ahead of you. So that what they have can come upon you. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hello, do you hear what I'm saying?
What did
you
make?
The Bible says that, and Caleb stood before Moses. All of them were saying, Moses, you are taking us to a foreign land. You are going to kill us.
Then I went to Egypt.
And then Caleb got up. We can do it. Moses there was very weak. Thank God for Caleb with the spirit of faithfulness. Listen, at your office, when your boss is not there, then you are stealing from your boss. When your boss is not there, then you are hiding some of the things. And you are also there as a Christian. Instead of you to be a Caleb and tell them the next time you take it, I will not. You have kept quiet and you are stealing from your boss. You have kept quiet and you have good jumano obi hard money.
Obi.
Meanwhile, also one person I'm even mad with you. Wasting your time. Udinaho ye cha boss tobo. Eh ye accounts are any real. Obu ya no mate. Uze o ato miya me rescue. Jami ya on take some. You take some but you are there and the sin is continuing. That means you have failed. You must be the light. When they see you, they must run. All of them are national service. When they are lying, they will make sure I'm not there. When they are lying in my office, they make sure I'm not there. Because they know that if Pastor Love is around, he will say the truth. So when we go and work and we come back and we are giving reports,
now you're my reporter.
They make sure that they sack me from the office. Because they know that the day they are talking and they ask, what happened when you people went out with the car? Everybody will lie, but they know how to say the truth. I'm Caleb. When they ask me, I'll say the truth. I will not lie.
Some
of you are liars. Yes, you lie to cover. And you call those who speak the truth as chuka blaze, as kokonsan. But in ke your papa dia, in ke obe bohu pray. True or not true?
True.
You are praying that God should give you a shop. Oh boy, my ye will be shop. You are praying that God should lift and promote you as a company when they are insulting the CEO in the office. You are number one. And on the no discount. And on the no order. All start the company now. Oh, faithfulness to man. Say faithfulness to man. The spirit of Caleb is the spirit of faithfulness. Look in the face of someone, step by you and tell the person, shh, shut up. Shh. Tell the person, shut up. When you go and you are insulting your boss, shh, shut up. Don't talk some.
Men kebi.
Shut up.
Kawanutum.
Whether in church or at your workplace or in school, when you are talking about your poverty preference and your seniors, shut up.
Kawanutum.
Shut up.
Kawanutum.
Shut up.
Kawanutum.
Some of you, your mother has been gossiping with you about your auntie.
Shut up. Kawanutum.
After what? Shut up.
Kawanutum.
Shatter. She has money. MVT, what is your name? I want shut up. I don't know why. MVT, money on mama, so I can't. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Otherwise, what you are talking about, you never get it.
The Oka wants them.
It's a principle.
Amen. Hey,
hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Clap your hands and sit down.
Bon semnatinas.
The faithfulness to man. Listen, we don't talk about that things. So we only do, I receive it. You receive what? When you are gossiping about people, you receive what? What do you receive? That's why you keep receiving oil. Having to say that your life is not changing. You keep receiving oil. You keep going for consultation. You better stop the consultation and rather go and take your life. Your character is bad. Your behavior is bad. You are snatching people's husbands. You are praying for a husband. You are praying for a husband. And you are snatching others. The spirit of Caleb.
Caleb.
Be faithful to another man.
Do you know, quarry many pa?
Be faithful to another man. If you are not faithful to another man, you cannot have what you yourself you are looking for. Jesus puts it in a way in Luke 16:12. A lot of you have been stealing from your boss.
You have been stealing, and you say, I shouldn't say it. Me, I shouldn't say it.
I'll say it.
Me, I shouldn't say it. I'll say it.
Every day, you are supplying some of the things in your shop to people for free. Do you pay for them? You are a thief. Do you pay for them? You are a thief. You keep giving the things that you sell to people for free. Do you pay for them when you take it? You are a thief. Be faithful to another man. Otherwise, you may never get yours. You may never. Look at the time you go to work. Nipa uye juma. Utumi gahama nibon nine. To me, that money born line. Now, who's the girl? Now, who's chanter? Now, a juman echo. Ah, yeah, yeah, chiaoka. Now, who could live? Who bought a big perform? Now, one person, I mean, promoter. Forget it.
Emma.
Say faithfulness.
No query, dear.
Say faithfulness.
No query,
it is the spirit of Caleb. Jesus Caleb said in Luke 16:12, that if you have not been faithful, with what is another man, who will give you what is your own? If you have not been faithful with another, who will give you? Who means that Juana? You are praying to him where he's asking you, Juana. Juana, mema oden kunu. Who did you comfort here? Mema oden yere. Mema oden. Who were boys? Three. You are managing. A certain lady said me, I manage 6 boys. Yes, that was what a certain lady told me. I'm able to manage 6 guys at the same time. You are managing 6. Nanya me too ukuna unsaben out of bechi. Unsama yama. Faithfulness.
No quarry.
Say faithfulness.
No quarry.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are not faithful to other people in so what you are telling them, you will never get yours. You have to be faithful. With the time you go to work, with the energy, don't be Facebooking. When you go to government sector, instead of them working, they are Facebooking. And they are praying that God will enlarge them. And they are Christians. And they are using the company time to do WhatsApp. And the company time to do Facebook. Unfaithfulness. You are cheating another man and he's paying you. Some of you go late and you write a different time. Yesterday I saw a certain time that people had written and they said if you come 10 o'clock you'll be sacked. So the last person was 9:59. The one who came after was 9:60. And the one who came after was 9:65. And the one was 9:71. And to the extent that people are writing 9:67, 9:68, nobody wants to write them. And I'm like, what is 9:62? What is that? Say faithfulness to another man.
You may not see God. Bible says that you can't say you love God and you hate a human being. You may never see God anywhere. But the way you are faithful to human beings, it will show that you are faithful to God. Hear me, we are Christians. Tell someone and say that, my dear, we are Christians. So, my dear, we are Christians. We don't behave like our friends. We are Christians. We don't steal. We don't fornicate. We don't cheat on our wives and our husbands. We don't chase other people. We don't do that. We are Christians. We are good Christians. Say, see, our people don't want to employ from church. When they have a business, they don't want to employ people from the church. Do you know why? Because when you employ people from the church, my head, my shoulder, my knee, my toe, my head, my... Daniel Bewale, every day. Yes, every day. Every day. And my knee, and my toe, that's why I didn't come. And because you are all coming from the same church, you can't talk. Because pastor will hear it. So now I know people who have stopped employing church people. Yes, they've stopped. They said they will never employ anybody especially from their church. Meanwhile, those days they used to employ people. Never. First, they used to take church people. Now, go for the interview, and if you don't qualify, you don't qualify. Yes. Yes. There are a lot of you that I took you to businesses. Always your boss, they will call me, giving me complaints. Not one person, not two persons, not three. Every day they will call me, complaints. Yeah. Complaints. Complaints. And on Bejuma, and I say, and on Balit, and I say, and I over no, I too shop move. Like every day complain, and I have been enduring it. Now, I can't take anybody there again. Now, I can't take God. When I mention God, the whole church, there's only one person I took somewhere that the owner of the business has called me to tell me that they are going to open another business. When they open that business, he doesn't want anybody but someone from my church because that girl I gave him has really helped him. The girl is very, very faithful. That's Agnes. Agnes, the one from Koforidua who is in school. Agnes, the only person, aside Agnes, I've not sent anybody anywhere. I say anybody, anywhere. That I've not had problem. Every day, even this week, people still call me complaining about people who don't go to work, who are always having one issue or the other. Listen to me. When God wants to bless you and you are unfaithful with another man, you are unfaithful. Don't say the devil has attacked you. You are your own devil. You are your own problem. You are your own problem. It's not anybody. It is you. You are your own problem. Because who wants to employ you to come and break their job because you are a church member? I pray that will change. Amen. As I pray that will change. Amen. Some of us, we make it so difficult. When God blesses us, it's like God is so partial because so we always make God look very partial because we are not faithful. Then one anointing oil will make us become the CEO. Then God will look so partial in the eyes of everybody. No, let us earn it. Let us be honorable people. Let us be faithful. Let us be good people. Let us do things the way they must be done. So that when God blesses us, everybody will know that, this person qualifies. Clap your hands for the Lord. Amen. Ask someone, but do you understand what pastor is saying?
So be what the pastor can.
Be faithful to your boss.
Matthew
25:23. His Lord said, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over few things. I will make you ruler over many things. So when you become faithful with that small shop, Joseph became faithful with the house of Potiphar. God gave him the whole land of
Egypt.
Be faithful with the little you have been given, and you will have the rest. The final level is faithfulness to yourself.
Sometimes I don't understand. People become their own enemies. You are not faithful to God. You are not faithful to your boss. And neither you are not faithful to yourself. So you can't be faithful to yourself. Your own self. You have a dream. You want to be a lawyer. You want to be a doctor. You have a vision. There's something you want to achieve. So we should beg you to sit down to study. We should beg you to sit down and learn. Now you have the dream to become a great person. We have to beg you that please learn. Please read. You might be faithful to yourself. You want to be a great man of God. You can't be faithful to yourself. You can't control your own self. You want to become great. And just controlling your own self and being faithful to your own self, you can't do it. You can't do it. Wow. That's serious. So you hate yourself more than others hate you. You must be faithful to yourself. You have decided, you have started this small business. Small tabletop business. This tabletop business can become a big shop. But because you are spending the profit, you are not saving some, you are not investing anything. When you sell today, you spend it on pepper soup. You spend it, you and your children. You spend it. Some of you young guys, when you go to work and you come back and they mark you 15 cedis. That 15 cedis. Fried rice. Credit. You have nothing called savings. You have nothing. You are doing good with the money. You are not faithful to yourself. You are not even loyal to yourself. Nobody wrote down the dream for you. You said you wanted to be a lawyer. Why don't you want to do the things that will make you a lawyer? You said you want to be an engineer. Why can't you discipline yourself and do the things? You said you want to have a beautiful marriage. Why can't you control yourself? You want to have a great ministry. Why can't you discipline yourself? By 10 o'clock, young man, you are still sleeping. You are still stretching. You are watching telly. You know all the channels. You know all the movies. You know they show this one, this time, they show that one. Young lady. I didn't write your vision for you. I didn't write your dream for you. You said you want to become that person. You said you want to become that person. But you are doing nothing about it. You are killing your own destiny. The spirit of Caleb is the spirit of faithfulness. I want you to ask yourself, what I said I want to become, what am I doing about it? What am I doing about it? What am I doing about it? I said I want to travel outside the country. I said I want to do import and export. What am I doing about it? I said I want to complete the university. What am I doing about it? You are buying every wig you see. You are changing every dress you see. You are going for every party. How can you save and go to school? How can you save and pay your school fees? You are waiting for God to open the heaven and throw miracle money for you. From where? Be faithful to your own dreams. Be faithful. Be faithful to your own dreams. Tell someone, be faithful to your own dreams. Be faithful to your own self. Luke 16 verse 10. That he who is faithful in what is small, he who is faithful in what is small, he will be faithful in what is much. Be faithful with the little you have. Be faithful with what you have. If you believe in that destiny, in that dream that you have, if you believe that one day you'll be the greatest person from your family, then be like Joseph. Be faithful to yourself. Be faithful to God. Be faithful to your master. Be faithful
It is the qualification. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Write these things down as I close. Areas that you have to be faithful. Areas that God will test your faithfulness. You now know the levels. To God, to man, to yourself. But also areas that you have to be faithful. Areas. Number one, money. A lot of people are not faithful when it comes to money. You can't trust them with money. Money can make two good friends separate. Money can collapse marriages. Money can make relationships collapse. Money. Can God trust you with money? Can God trust you with money? Ask the one by you, can God trust you with money? Can your master at work trust you with his money? Can he close and go and then come back 3 days and still say that, oh, obey your proper account? Some of you drivers, if your master doesn't make you do the sales today, and say, okay, the whole 1 week, come and do sales. You will come back, you say your tie, your back hustle, your gearbox, your this, your that. You make sure you spend all the money. Unfaithful. Can we trust it with money? Luke 16:11. The Bible says, therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will give you true prosperity? If these two cities come into your hands, you cannot control yourself. If this 50 Ghana, you can't control yourself. Then the day you wake up and you dance on 1 billion cities.
1 billion.
I'm sure that the money will make you go crazy. We will have to go and tie you at a salam down and just look for someone to dash the money to, because you are not ready for such money. Yes. When you bypass your bosses, 100 cities. And then you start thinking, should I take it, should I not take it? Like you go out, then you come back. Now say me 15. You go out, you are tempted with 50 Ghana. You are tempted with this small thing. This small money. You cannot control yourself. You are doing trouble. Then if God promotes you and you are handling a warehouse, where you be dealing with hundreds of thousands of Ghana cedis, when one ship or when one container moves out, millions of cedis, then I'm sure that you'll be very corrupt. Because this small thing, you are falling to this little thing. Who will trust you with true riches? With true riches. True riches. Those things you are seeing are not the true one. True riches. May you walk into true riches.
Amen.
I said, may you walk into true riches. May you find yourself in true riches.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. A man by name Gehazi could have become the greatest prophet of all time.
Elijah
could call down fire, open Jordan, resurrect dead. Elijah could work so many miracles. Powerful. Afterwards, he transferred his anointing on his son, who served him faithfully, called Elisha. Elisha did times two. Raised 16 dead bodies. Like wild miracle. What was everything that his boss did, he did times two? Because he had a double portion. When Elisha was about to die, he was supposed to give his anointing to his own servant, but his servant was disqualified. His name is called Gehazi. Gehazi should have walked in times two of Elisha, which is times four of Elijah. So by now we should be talking about the book of Gehazi. We should be looking at the powerful prophet nobody can challenge. But Gehazi went to look for money.
He said, if my boss doesn't like the money, me I like the money. In 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 20, he ran to Laban the leper who was healed. I told him that my boss said I should come for the money. He took the money, went to spend it, and the leprosy on the man came upon him. So he saw this anointing. He saw his dreams. He sold all his Bible school training. All the prophecies over his life. All the greatness. He sold it. He sold it. For money. For money. For money. Some of you are selling your future marriage for little money this man will give you. Some of you are selling your future companies for the monies you are stealing from your offices and your shops. It's like you are trading your greatness for small monies. Money is one of the areas your faithfulness will be tested. You say God should bless you, don't pay your tithe. God has given you 50 cities, 100 cities, 500 cities. You can't pay a tithe of 500. How much is the tithe of 500? 50 Ghana. Is it not 50 Ghana? Very small. 500 Ghana cities, your tithe will tithe 50 Ghana. Very, very small. You can't pay 50 Ghana. Now, can you imagine if they are paying you 5,000 cities at 5, work. God has promoted you are now a CEO and your salary is 5,000 cities.
Now I can't say 5,000
every month. How much tithe must you pay? 500. You can't bring the 50 Ghana. Will you bring the 500? Will you bring the 500? So you see that he who is faithful in the little will be faithful in the match. God bless me. I want to travel. So that 100,000 cities will come into my hands. How much tithe will you pay? 100,000. You have to pay 10,000 every month. Your tithe will be 100 million. Even as I mentioned the thing, we must show. 100 million tithe, dear. 100 million. You see, you can't even think you can bring God 100 million tithe. That's why we may never get it. Because we can't even think of bringing God 100 million tithe. That means you're not ready to have 100,000 Ghana cedis as your income. You're not ready. I pray that God will make us faithful.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. Number two area, time. Time. A lot of people are poor because of time. God gave everyone 24 hours. Proverbs 24 verse 30. Let's read it to verse 31. I love what Proverbs says there about time. I'm closing with that one and then maybe the last one. 6. I went by the field of a lazy man. A slacker means a lazy man. And by the vineyard of a man that is lacking sense. That means a lazy man is someone who doesn't think. Instead of you to get, you say you are looking for a job. You are always sleeping in your house. Hey, Pastor, I'm believing God for a job. You are believing God for a job on your bed. Next. Thistles had come upon everywhere. Weeds covered the ground. And the stone wall was ruined. That means that I went through a lazy man's farm and it was scattered. Next. I saw and took it to heart, and I looked and I received instruction. Now, when I observed how the place was bazaar, I learned a lesson. And what was the lesson he learned? A little sleep. Everybody, say a little sleep. We are all ready. One go. A little sleep. A little slumber in Tonko. A little of Atonko. A little sleep. A little slumber. A little folding of arms down in the medium of bread. A little rest. What will happen to you? And your poverty will come like a robber. And your need like a bandit. In other words, a little sleep. A little slumber. Oh, my mind akra. My head. My waist. My leg. Then you are exaggerating like you are dying.
Now we yet to say the no.
When you become poor, don't blame the devil. Get up!
Sorry?
Go and look for a job. Get to the street.
Ask from every shop. Enter into every office. Write applications. Keep calling them. Keep going back. Keep searching. Don't get tired until you find it. A little sleep. A little folding of the arms to rest. And your poverty will enter. You can't pray against that poverty. It comes by sleep. So God is testing you on your faithfulness on time. And then finally, your faithfulness when it comes to sex. Genesis 39, verse 9 and 10. Joseph passed the test of sex. 2 years after.
2 years.
He was crowned.
Abraham.
The prime minister. So if he had slept with Potiphar's wife
2 years
before, he would have missed his destiny. You are closer to your destiny.
Something
failed because he was unfaithful in sexuality.
David
entered into several problems because he was unfaithful in sexuality.
Reuben,
firstborn of Jacob.
Jacob Bapeni.
Jacob said, "You are the excellency of my might.
Jacob, you are the excellency of my might.
But you become nothing. Reuben, you will become nothing. Because you slept with women that are not your wife. So sleeping with a woman that is not your wife will make you nothing. No matter the prayer, the anointing oil, it will make you nothing. Sleeping with people who are not your wives and your husband. Never ever see it as an opportunity. The devil has seen your next level. He's there to demote you. Sacrifice whatever you must in order to be faithful. If it calls for your certificate, sacrifice it. If it calls for your job, sacrifice it. If it calls for money, sacrifice it. If you must be hungry, sacrifice it. No matter what you must do, to cover yourself and wait for your blessing. Do it. Jim Baker, Jimmy Swagger, Bill Cosby, Michael Jackson, Tiger Woods, Ronaldinho, John Terry, all fell and became nobodies because of sexual sin. Clap your hands and rise up to your feet. May you be faithful. I said, may you be faithful. I said, may you be faithful. May faithfulness follow you as you are going. The spirit of Caleb is coming upon you. I said, the spirit of Caleb is coming upon you. Oh, say a louder
amen.
Say, I will be faithful. Like
Caleb.
I will be faithful. To God, to another man, and to myself, I'll be faithful in money, I'll be faithful in sexuality, I'll be faithful in everything that the Lord will require of me. I will not be lazy. I will be faithful. The time I go to work, I'll be faithful. It doesn't matter if the business is yours. Have the time you open and have the time you close. Don't just get an 8 of me, then you go and sleep because the business is yours. You'll be poor. Be disciplined. Be disciplined. As a pastor, I have time I work. I have time I close. I run my church as though someone is standing on me with a cane. So, if tomorrow you see that the church has become great, it's not by juju. If it is by juju, every church can become great. Because then you go for some. Because even for you to go for juju, you need to be very faithful. Yes. Because to be faithful to the devil is more difficult than to be faithful to God.
So
he will make you eat on the baller. He will make you walk naked. He will make you sleep in coffins. If you are not faithful, you can't even do church with juju. It's more difficult to do church with the devil than it is to do church with God. So you think that because a draw share business now say business never fine. It seems because a draw unimbre obre or you faithful into no good so call on your faithful than ka a draw ne kuno. So you that you are not faithful, who could you draw now? Ube win them. Ever cool quick. Lift up your 2 hands.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Pastor Prince Laye. If you have been blessed by this message but have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko. For more information, please call 054-324-8982 or 024-1372-895. God richly bless you.